The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. The United Nations top court is ruling today on a request by Nicaragua. It wants judges at the International Court of Justice to order Germany to stop military aid to Israel. Nicaragua is arguing that Germany's support enables alleged acts of genocide and breaches of international humanitarian law in Gaza. Germany rejects the claim that a genocide is underway in Gaza. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has announced she'll be a candidate in June's European Parliament elections, but she doesn't plan to take a seat if she wins. As Megan Williams reports from Rome, some prominent politicians are running to attract voters to their party.
Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni announcing this week that she'll run for European elections in June as leader of her far-right Brothers of Italy party. But if elected a member of European Parliament, she'll give up her seat to a runner-up candidate. It's a controversial and mostly Italian practice, a way for big names in national politics to pull in more votes in European elections that most people here don't care about.
When it comes to European elections, Italian politicians see those elections as an opinion poll on how a government is doing,
says Italy politics expert Cecilia Emma Sottilotta. But Meloni's taken it a step further, urging voters to simply pen her first name on the European ballot.
Ma il mio nome di battesimo, Giorgia.
Megan Williams, CBC News. Rome.
The controversial Trans Mountain pipeline expansion is done. People for and against the line have been facing off for more than a decade. Now the question for some First Nations along the line is who will own it. Aaron Collins reports on two Indigenous-led groups looking to buy the pipeline.
Come on, babe. Mike Labordet strolls across his ranch on the Whispering Pines First Nation. The expanded Trans Mountain Pipeline also crosses this land. Now, Labordet wants to own it, part of an Indigenous-led group partnering with a Calgary pipeline company to buy TMX.
We live with the risk. Let us have the benefit for the next 70 years.
Robert Morin from the Enoch Cree Nation near Edmonton wants a piece of TMX too. Morin's group wants to buy Trans Mountain and divvy up the benefits among First Nations along the line.
Every First Nation has managed poverty since the signing of treaties and since the establishment of this country. That has to change.
Morin says Indigenous ownership of TMX would be a form of economic reconciliation. The federal government does plan to sell TMX and has signaled that they would like First Nations involved. Aaron Collins, CBC News, Calgary.
The cost of baby formula has gone up by 30% in 2 years, and some families are struggling with the financial strain. Jonathan Mignot has more.
We're at this point now where...
Caitlin Tan says she was able to feed her first child formula at a reasonable cost, but that was 8 years ago. The Sudbury, Ontario mom says feeding her five-month-old is more of a struggle.
There have been months where we've had to go without paying our phone bill and ended up losing our service for a short time because we just, you know, we had to put money towards formula and feeding our son.
Formula shortages are less common today than they were 2 years ago. Leslie Frank is the Canada Research Chair in Food, Health, and Social Justice at Acadia University in Nova Scotia. While formula makers cite rising costs for ingredients and labor for rising formula prices, Frank says there could be another reason.
We hear less about the fact that the market around infant formula is not a competitive market, you know, and often what keeps prices low is competition.
Jonathan Mignot, CBC News, Sudbury.
French actor Gérard Depardieu will face a criminal trial in October over the alleged sexual assaults of two women on a film set in 2021. The 75-year-old actor has previously denied any wrongdoing. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.